Minnesota held off a late San Antonio push and won its fifth straight game, 117-110 Friday night. The Timberwolves held the Spurs to 17 points in the third quarter and led by as many as 18, but saw that lead dwindle to 5 with 33 seconds left. Minnesota coach Chris Finch was not pleased with his team's play down the stretch.
We have to do a better job of salting these games away when you're up 16 with 4 or 5 to play. Like, it just was sloppy and we didn't get back in transition. We fouled shooters. So if that game goes 2 minutes longer, we might not win.
The Timberwolves got 29 points and 10 rebounds from Karl Anthony Towns, and Anthony Edwards added 28. Victor Wembanyama and Devin Vassell had 29 points apiece to pace the Spurs. Roy Flores, San Antonio.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,